This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Shut us straight, Roland Martin.
Roland Martin from Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Tom Joyner, good morning, Sybil, as well as J. Anthony Brown. It, of course, tonight is the last presidential debate between Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump somehow thinks this is a prize fight. He wants to have drug testing before the debate. I'm trying to figure out, does he think there's a weigh-in or something? I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know what he's thinking by calling for drug testing. So it's going to be quite interesting to see what happens tonight. Which Donald will show up, the sane one or the one we've seen thus far, that is the absolutely crazy one? In a moment, we're going to talk to you. First of all, is Senator Tim Kaine there, Tom?
Yes, he is.
All right, though, folks, joining us right now, the Democratic nominee for vice president, Senator Tim Kaine. Senator, welcome to the Tom Joyner Morning Show. How you doing?
Hey, great. It's good to be back on the show. Thanks.
Senator, first question I have for you, it's a debate night. Did you hide the coffee from Hillary Clinton you had at your last debate? Because you came out a little extra.
Well, I was hoping you guys were going to skip right by that, but no, I definitely had some espresso before that one and enjoyed it. It was in Virginia. I was
You're
in
home.
A place I really like, and I had a job to do, and I did it. So, but I do think it's funny you asked that. I think a key for the debate tonight for Hillary, and certainly what I expect her to do, is what she did in the first two debates. I think her demeanor was presidential. She was calm, even when Donald Trump was trying to rattle her. She was very calm and just focused on the issues, and I expect to see her do the same thing tonight. I don't know what Trump will do, but I think Hillary will be well-prepared and very calm.
We have seen, of course, lots of drama the last couple of weeks since the last debate. More women have come out, accused Donald Trump of sexual assault. We've also seen him saying this is going to be a rigged election. First of all, how does she speak to that? How does his campaign speak to that? Because that's questioning the confidence of our democracy.
It is. It's to me, after Donald Trump has spent this campaign insulting every last group he can, at the end he's going to insult the entire democratic roots of our country. And it's really insulting. It's insulting for him to suggest this over and over again. And one thing I've noticed is particularly when Donald Trump goes to Pennsylvania, this is always something he brings up. And so it's like he's saying that Pennsylvania voters or the voters of other states and the officials can't be trusted to run fair elections. We run fair elections in this country. And it's a little bit makes me mad that the guys on that side who are so bound and determined to reduce early voting and do things to keep people from participating are all of a sudden now suggesting that they're the victims of some vote rigging scheme. There's zero
right.
evidence to support it. And I am proud that a lot of secretaries of state, Democrats and Republicans, are coming out and saying this is completely wrong. And it's just that he knows he's losing and he's whining in advance.
Your campaign has also had to deal with the release of documents from WikiLeaks. That's going to come out tonight as well because you got national security issues. Tonight you're going to deal with the issue of debt entitlements, immigration, the economy, Supreme Court, as well as foreign policy. And so I'm curious to know how does the campaign deal with that? And also, especially when you have world leaders who are saying they are concerned about a potential Trump presidency.
Yeah, well, the WikiLeaks thing, I think it's always important to say at the start that this is part of a concerted effort by WikiLeaks and the Russian government to try to destabilize the election in the weeks before Election Day, which is just unprecedented that there would be a foreign government trying to do this to an American election. And it's not just WikiLeaks. As you know, there's been FBI and the Director of National Intelligence has pointed out that there is strong evidence that Russia is behind efforts even to hack into state boards of election and local registrars' offices. So the WikiLeaks issue kind of gets put in that context. Donald Trump encouraged Russia to do cyber espionage against the United States in a speech that he gave in July when he was called on it. He ended up saying, I was just trying to be sarcastic, but that is what's going on. And so I think this issue will come up tonight, and I'm sure Hillary will be asked about some of the particular messages, but she'll talk about that, but also about the bigger context of what it means to have a foreign government trying to destabilize an American election. And if we need one more reason to turn out strong, It's not only the difference between the candidates and the difference between their visions, but it's to show that, no foreign government can come in and try to destabilize our electoral process.
Senator Tim Kaine, I am here in D.C., of course, also on TV One. And Tom, Reverend Frederick Douglass Haynes of Friendship West Baptist Church is on the show, and he's itching to ask the senator a question. He's a Cowboy fan. I almost said no, but he's an alpha, so I'm allowing him to do it. So, Pastor Haynes, what's your question for Senator Tim Kaine?
Senator Kaine, in light of the fact that we're going to be in Vegas tonight for this, we're hoping it's not a sleaze fest or a slug fest. There are millennials who are really turned off by the election. How can the secretary ensure that we energize a millennial generation that is active, that wants to make a difference, but they're turned off by the sleaze fest at the top?
I think this is a really important one, and you know, we want to make sure everybody participates, but we've been paying special attention to this about since Labor Day when colleges have been back in. We've been doing a lot of events on college campuses and with millennials.
I did a
big event in Liberty City in Miami over the weekend with a lot of musicians, including the Virginia's own Pusha T, which was great. But we're really focusing on it, and I think the two issues for millennials are these. One, describing the differences between the tickets. Do you believe in climate science or not? Do you believe in LGBT equality or not? Do you think women should make their own healthcare choices or not? Do you want to have affordable college and have a plan on the table? We're really focusing on the issues, but we're also trying to remind millennials that they can make the difference in an awful lot of these close states, and that's a message of empowerment that we think will work here at the end.
Thomas, time is very short, and this deals with after the election. Let's say Secretary Clinton wins. That means you are the vice president-elect. That means that Governor Terry McAuliffe in Virginia will have to fill your seat. Are you in support of Governor McAuliffe appointing Congressman Bobby Scott to replace you in the United States Senate if you win in November?
You know, this is a choice that the governor will make. But I'll just say this. I've known Bobby Scott for 30 years. He was my congressman. In fact, is my congressman. A redistricting will slightly change that come November. I mean, he'd be fantastic. He's a great congressman. He'd be fantastic.
And may I ask just one more thing of you, Senator? We have a harmonica player on our staff, a man who fancies himself as a bit of a professional, as it were. And when you do become vice president, we'd like to have a little harmonica duo between you and J. Anthony Brown of the Tom Jordan Morning Show.
No, Sip.
If you are open and amenable to that.
I'm not even ready.
I will accept that challenge. Once I am vice president, I will look forward to a duel with J. Anthony Brown. And you've given me enough months to practice because
Bring it.
You got to give him the time to practice too, sir.
I need some time to practice too.
Sir, don't worry about it. Your mouth can be wired shut and you can still beat J. Anthony Brown playing the harmonica. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia.
It would be my pleasure. Of course. You know, this is an important part of the campaign is to be able to have harmonica duels with random folks.
What key?
Good job. Thanks a lot.